Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about some policy changes that have occurred at the Trump campaign in response to the dinner that prompted a lot of discussion. The general assumption at this point is that Trump is unable to make his own decisions about who he can talk to and who he shouldn't. I'm just going to read this straight from the AP, so I'm not accused of reframing this. Trump's campaign is putting new protocols in place to ensure that those who meet with him are approved and fully vetted, according to people familiar with the plans who requested anonymity to share internal strategy. The changes will include expediting a system borrowed from Trump's White House in which a senior campaign official will be present with him at all times. Apparently, the former president needs someone to hold his hand and tell him whether or not it's okay to talk to someone, because he apparently lacks the judgment to make that determination himself. One of the more important things to note is that, according to this reporting, at this point, anybody who Trump meets with has been vetted. This is something they're putting into place. They're going to fully vet anybody who meets with him from this point. So, in a few weeks, maybe a month, when something similar occurs, remember that they were fully vetted. This news is just, it's a bad sign for his campaign. Trump's draw for a lot of people was that he was seen as a maverick. He was seen as somebody who would do what he wanted, and that's how he owned libs and all that stuff. It becoming public knowledge that he is being handled in this manner is probably going to contribute to his continuing to decline in the polls. He will continue to lose more and more support as people begin to see through the facade that existed. That excitement that occurred during that first campaign and the shielding that was put up around him when he was in the White House, it's all kind of tumbling down around him. And people are seeing things and noticing things that they may not have noticed before. A statement going out in the AP saying that somebody else is determining who Trump can talk to, and that a senior campaign official will be with him at all times, suggests that his campaign is now running him, not the other way around. He's not running the campaign is running him. And this,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This isn't going to play well with what's left of his base. There's going to be another little letdown as they realize the person they framed as almost a deity is, according to his campaign staff, somebody who can't even decide who to have a meal with properly. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.